Electronic Walkabout. No one should have to walk through life alone. We share the good times, the bad times, and the best times. Everyone needs a little direction now and again, and TC and Mad Dog are here to show you the way. A podcast where we talk about the important things in life. Come journey with us. The Electronic Walkabout.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this journey of Electronic Walkabout. Today, we focus on a song by Johnny Reed called Dance With Me. I have to let you listeners know that we have Mad Dog to thank for this song, because I asked him to select a song that we could talk about, and I think this is a fantastic choice, Mad Dog.
Well, thank you. It holds a little bit of a special place in my heart.
And we're going to learn more about that just shortly here, but let me tell the listeners about this song. Johnny Reed's Dance With Me was certified platinum just 8 weeks after its March 10th, 2009 release. Dance With Me has remained in the top three on the Canadian country sales chart, spending three consecutive weeks at number one after the album's debut. According to Nielsen's SoundScan, Dance With Me also remained in the top 10 on the top 200 sales chart for six consecutive weeks after the album's release. And this is not, of course, this is not the first time we focus on a song during our podcast. So I'm really interested to hear why this song is so special to you. Just getting back to those stats, it's great to see the sales and everything. But my perspective with respect to a song is that what does it do for you personally? And that's what we're going to focus on here.
I had no idea of those numbers.
No idea.
Nope. I knew it was a good song, but I didn't realize it was that successful.
But before we get too much into it, always a good news story. And in this case, we talk about Tim Hortons buying a annual smile cookie and what it has done. That actually just finished. It went from April 29th to May 5th. And Tim Hortons was looking to do the same or reach the same level that they did last year of reaching an impressive $19.7 million. And of course, what they do with this money, that they carefully select charities and community groups and spread that wealth around, just to make everybody's days happier and literally bring smiles to their faces. So kudos to Tim Hortons, and I don't know if the cookies are really a friend of mine, but if that's a really good cause.
It's the cause, yeah. It's the cookie. It's an excuse to buy knowing that it goes to a good cause.
But now, Dance With Me. If you're not familiar with Johnny Reed, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a bio on him. He was born August 21st, 1973, born John Kirkland Reed. He's a Scottish-Canadian country music artist and moved with his family in July 1989 when he was 16. His father, a diesel mechanic, wanted to give Reed and his brother opportunities and did not think he would have the same in Scotland. He graduated from the Turner Fenton School Secondary School in Brampton, Ontario in 1992. He went on to attend university, where he met his wife. Since then, he had moved to Nashville, Tennessee, where he began to make country music, and he and his family still reside there. He was nominated for a 2008 Juno Award for Country Recording Artist of the Year for Kicking Stones. Reed was named Male Artist of the Year in both the 2008 and 2009 CCMA Awards. He has also performed at the Canada Day celebrations on Parliament Hill on July 1st, 2010, with the Queen and Prince Philip in attendance. Now, Johnny Reed, I've always loved his music and seemed to think that he's been an underappreciated artist that's given us so much and has much more to give. Mad Dog, why that song?
I think we touched on this in a previous episode. It's an emotion invoker for me. I am a sappy person when it comes to my wife. Kids get a kick out of it. It is what it is. But this song did that for me. Every time if I was driving in the car and I would just listen to the lyrics, I would always end up tearing up because it just made me think of my wife. And, you know, as the lyrics go, it's just, it's the intimacy of the relationship that he has with his partner. Just that's, I've seen you've had a long day, you know, let's pull down the shades, you know, let's dance in the living room, just spending that quality time together. The main part of the chorus is dance with me. Don't say a word, just dance with me. Let the world outside disappear. Baby, what we got here is all that we need. Dance with me. And that just really struck a chord with how I feel about my wife. And it's that gentle reminder that, you know, I just need her. Everything else could be falling apart outside in the world. If I have her and I have time to spend with her, that's all that I need.
So she's your rock.
Absolutely.
And you respect that.
Absolutely.
and you just want to celebrate that time with her.
I do. And because I do realize that we have a very special thing. You know, we've been together almost 29 years and we've, you know, had some, you know, our share of fights and all that sort of stuff. But she's my one. And I knew that from day one. So I just feel very privileged to have that in my life, because I do know people that don't, and you know, people have a lot of problems with relationships in their life and not and whatnot. When you don't, you have that, you know, better half, and they keep you balanced. It's a magical thing.
Very magical. And I'm going to ask you this, that maybe this might even get a little more sappier, but that's okay. It's great. So did you heard the song prior to entering into your relationship with your wife, right? Or was it?
No, we were already together.
And you heard the song.
Yeah. And I'm like, yep, that means a lot to me.
And when did you share that with her?
I actually, is this going to get cheesy?
I told
you. Yeah, you did. I think, obviously, living in Calgary for many years, there's always a heavy country influence. But when I heard that song, I wanted her to hear it with me, because I said to her, when I hear this song, I think of you. So there's been a number of times where I've just grabbed her and we just danced. Her and I just danced and listened to that song. And you can't not get emotional about it when you're connected like that with your partner. So
like, just when you've heard that song, danced anywhere, or is it?
It doesn't matter. As long as I got her, I could literally dance anywhere with her. Be in a grocery store, I don't care.
So it's that same old the talk about another song, dance if no one's watching, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And who cares? Yeah. Right. So
yeah, if she's the, obviously I'm talking outside of my children and stuff, but if she's the most important thing to me, I don't need anybody else's input, validation, comments. I don't. As long as she and I are on the same page, I love her, she loves me, I don't care what's going on anywhere else. So yeah, do stupid stuff with her for fun. I don't care what other people think.
That song or those lyrics seem to, and I'm just listening to what you're saying here, and I hope the listeners are kind of getting the same idea about the song, and I invite the listeners to listen to the song and get what they can in their own little dance with me kind of scenario. But at the end of the day, it sounds like this really brought the two of you even closer together.
Yeah, it just reminds us, you know, you might think, hey, I got a good relationship, blah, 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 no big deal. But then you hear lyrics and stuff and you start applying it to your life, and then it just, when it creates that swell of emotion, it's like, okay, that's hit the soft spot drink there. So it's just a nice kind of reminder, if you will.
Nice reminder, but it sounds like it's almost like an emotional sledgehammer at points.
Absolutely. You know, it has its, you know, pros and cons. If we ever do get into a bit of a squabble and that song comes on, I'm like, oh, I'll listen to that right now. No, that's old my ground, or whatever the case may be. But I think everybody, you know, I'm sure you and Jeanette have a song, and everybody's got one, and it's just what's the most applicable to them. Usually, and I would say always, a feeling is evoked.
It's funny, and I'll say it this way. I wonder if you chose the song or the song chose you.
I'm okay either way.
You're okay either way.
However it happened, if it presented itself to me saying, hey, this is your song, I'll take it.
Well, let's say it is the song that chose you. That kind of speaks of some kind of karma too, mm-hmm. and a very nice kind of karma too, right? So
yeah, and you know, my wife's big on, you know, be careful what you put out into the universe, because it will come to fruition. So she's helped me with my train of thought and whatnot. But yeah, this song just, I didn't even have to think twice about it. I didn't have to try to apply it to my life. It just was like,
there's a lot of times where I tell people that there should be some introspection, self-reflection, and it just sounds that this song does that for you all by itself.
It does. It does. And there's, you know, there's a lot of songs out there. There's millions of them, and for the most part, they're music. But when you do find that one, to your point, whether it found you or you found it, it was meant to be.
It was meant to be, and the great thing about it, it's literally going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. You can flip the switch and listen to that song 10 times a day, 100 times a day, and it brings you to literally that much closer in a day, then that's a special thing, right? So
it is. We better be doing an episode where you put out the song.
Oh, so like,
I'm going to hold you to this one. I see what you're doing here.
You're the one that chose the song.
You asked me to choose it.
Yeah, so I didn't know what to expect. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I would have selected this. I love the artist. No question about it. But that song, That's a challenging song to talk about, right? So,
and it's a deep one.
And what I thought, well, kudos to you for picking that song. That's a special song. And again, I invite the listeners to listen to that song. You know, we've talked about the power of music and what it does to people, and it's truly, in this case, it's even stronger as far as I'm concerned. Just listening to what that song does for you and your wife, it's just like, I don't know what to say. It's just, and I'm not going to be sappy either. Right? I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I totally respect that, right? So
it's just you know, another one of those things in a relationship that, you know, sometimes it's okay to hear the reminders that you do have that special person, right? Because life's busy and you got all sorts of stuff, lists to follow and chores to do and work and all that sort of stuff. So that little, if I hear that song, it's like in my brain immediately goes to my wife and I have to listen to it in its entirety. So it's almost like a forced break or something, but I can't ignore this.
Has it ever caused you to buy flowers?
You know what? No, not at all. And to be honest, like, that's one of the things my wife and I joke about with fun. You know, like Mother's Day or anniversaries and stuff. We do try and make most days special, and there's a lot of love in our house. So it's kind of commonplace. I have to buy flowers when I've done something.
Maybe
I ship that over. Forgot something on your birthday or something. Yeah, that's different.
You know, it's funny when I said that, I was actually thinking along the same lines that you don't need to say it with flowers. You really don't. And don't get me wrong, I'm not telling people don't buy flowers. Yeah.
There's a lot of great florists.
There's a lot of great florists. But what I am saying is that if I'm going to buy Jeanette flowers, it means that, first of all, it's no different than what that song does. It's an expression of how I feel about her. And I don't want that to be a routine. I want it to be special. So every once in a while, out of the blue, that's one of the things I will do.
Just because.
Right.
It's not a prescribed date or anything.
No. The funny thing about flowers, I mean, they last for a little while. I mean, the feelings are always going to be there. There's no question about it. But when we talk about this song, like I said, it's always going to be there. So it's nice. It really is. And again, I don't know what to say about the especially this song. I think when I go to sit down and do the show notes for this, I'm going to listen to this song over and over again just to put my mind in the right perspective, so truly the listeners understand what this song can do for them.
Yeah, and if you think about your wife through the whole entirety of that song, it has so many different applications as to how you can apply it. So
a tear better be shed.
A tear better be shed.
Wow, it sounds like a thread.
Anyways, it was.
Yeah. Okay, let's be practical. Let's put it in kind of a, what does that song do when you listen to it? Obviously, it makes you think about your wife, number one. Lets you appreciate your wife, number two. It makes you realize how much you care about your wife. It makes you realize how much you need her in your world.
Yeah, and how she feels for me and the love she gives to me. So the feeling I get when listening to that song, thinking my wife is love, right? If I can coin it that way, that's the feeling I get from it.
And again, that's one of the things that when we're talking from an emotional perspective that truly can't be taken for granted. And it's something that you have to express. You can't just assume that they'll know that you feel that way about them.
No, if that song comes on and I grab her and then we just start slow dancing, I know I've got her hook, line, and sinker. She knows because I've expressed that. So she takes that song to heart too, which is really nice.
Just listening to that music in the background, I'm by no means is that music.
It's not Johnny Reed today.
It's not Johnny Reed for sure. It's not. But like, I'm going to say it again. Please listen to this song, Dance With Me by Johnny Reed. I'll put a link in the show notes. You've got to listen to this song. And what I find, don't listen to it once. Listen to it two or three times and just sit back and don't think about anything else. Just let this song in and see where it takes you.
Yeah, I know the outcome, but I still...
Well, it could be different too, like depending on what kind of mood you're in, depending on what literally emotionally you're looking for right now, that could be the answer. It's just amazing how much a song like that can do to you. So it doesn't matter what the song is. We just have to be talking about Johnny Reed's Dance With Me. And if you have that song that does the same thing, by all means, take some time and don't forget to listen to that now and again, especially if it means so much to you and that person that you're spending your life with. It can't be taken for granted. So just keep that in mind. Any parting?
No, and I would feel safe to say that most people have their song, right? And it's has different applications, but yeah, I would like to think that most couples do, whether they know it or not. I'm sure there's one.
Whether they know it or not. And if they don't, open up those ears and it'll mean even that much more to you. Remember to take advantage of the moment before the moment takes advantage of you. To learn more about eWalkabout, please visit us at eWalkabout.ca.